This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As we kick off hour number two of the Friday edition of the show. And, of course, as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. By the way, last hour we had Sin Q on with us. From out in California. He produces a bunch of videos on YouTube. And if you're looking for his videos, we will be linking to it later on tonight on our guest page on the website. So just keep your eyes open for that. I want to jump into the calls again because we got Matt hanging on very patiently. He called in late last night. He was the last caller of the night. And I said, Matt, it'd be best if you called in towards the beginning of an hour. So now we've got plenty of time for him. Matt from Washington, D.C., I believe. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Matt, it's good to have you on the show. Now, you said to us last night that you had just come back in from Iraq. Is that right?
Well, about 4 months ago, but 4 or 5 months ago, yeah.
Now, we didn't even have a chance to really touch on what you'd called in about last night. So what was on your mind when you dialed us up last night, Matt?
Well, there were two things. One was the last big discussion caller you had of the evening, and he kind of spanned over a segment and a half, basically. It was Eric. I think he was from down in Alabama. Which I'll tell you what, I'm impressed by your show. You get guys from Alabama in grocery stores calling you, which is awesome. But,
yeah.
But at any rate, he was talking about, you know, if you look at a map, you've got Iraq on one side, Afghanistan on the other, and right there smack dab in the middle, you've got, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the chess game. I mean, that is what strategy is. That's why chess is considered the ultimate game of strategy. It's making your moves far in advance of your opponent, seeing 10 moves down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Unfortunately, a gambit in chess can fail, and we may have made a poor choice of a gambit. We may have misread the moves a little bit. So that was the one thing I was really trying to comment on right then. But at the same time, there was also something you guys said on Saturday that I wanted to clear up too. You had a gentleman on there, and I'm not sure who he was or where he was from, but. He had basically said there was something about why they're giving us orders to kill civilians so that we can come back to the United States and it'll be easier for us. Yeah, I don't even know why people like that are allowed to talk because that doesn't happen.
Okay, wait.
So they don't give orders to soldiers to kill civilians, is that what you're saying?
Right. You would not believe actually how restrictive what we call them ROE, rules of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
We are not allowed to go into the specifics of our rules of engagement, but I can tell you that they are exceptionally restrictive on when we can and cannot use our weapons, okay? I mean,
got it. So that guy was just a liar then.
So what's the explanation on this Haidafa thing?
Just like anything else. I mean, you're talking about a large cross section of the American population gets involved. Crimes get committed by the average American every day. And these are people who went off the reservation for all intents and purposes.
Let me ask a question real quick. Is it possible that a commanding officer could give a grunt an order against the rules of engagement?
Sure. Yeah, because like anything else, the rules of engagement are designed so that they can I don't want to say they're open for interpretation, but they're defined in such a
flexible?
Way. What's that?
Are they flexible? Is that what you're
saying? Yes, and they're flexible specifically to give the guy on the ground a little bit of leeway, because when you start talking absolutes or definites, you open up the door to people getting killed inappropriately in some cases, and in some cases your own people being killed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just because a guy has a gun doesn't make him an insurgent. Just because a guy is holding an AK-47 doesn't make him the enemy.
Right,
so
but what I'm suggesting is then it is indeed possible that someone could have called in and said that he got an order to open fire on civilians. You know, he could have gotten it from, you know, a gung-ho jerk superior officer who is, you know, a killer.
So it's possible.
Right, exactly, but that's what I'm saying. It's a crime is what it is at that point. At that point, it just crossed the level. It became an unlawful order. It became a crime.
But is it possible that that still takes place all over the place? I mean, that happens all over the place?
All over the place? No, I very seriously doubt that.
We've seen videos of it.
What was your role when you say we've seen videos? What do you mean?
I've been watching videos on YouTube of Iraq constantly of people, woohoo, killing people left and right.
Now hold on a second. You talking about civilian contractors, which are a whole different issue, and we know that there were issues with that. It's a whole different deal over there.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it was.
You couldn't tell if they were military or not.
They looked military to me.
Well, no, but that's just it. There are a lot of civilian contractors that are over there for any reason whatsoever. Corporations like Triple Canopy, Blackwater, a number of others. Mm-hmm. And some of them have been under investigation from the Iraqi government, and some of them have been brought up on charges, I believe, at different points for their behavior. So they aren't restricted by the same thing we are. They're not
Johnson's
restricted by the same law.
To Johnson's defense, I have seen the videos with people in what appears they appear to be military members, and I have seen
their equipment certainly.
And I have seen a Blackwater video as well. So they don't look exactly like the military, do they?
Not usually. No. Usually they're scruffy guys in beards and t-shirts, and they're in. By law they can't be in a uniform like what we wear.
Right.
You know what I mean? The international law prevents that.
Makes sense. What was your role in the military? What branch? What did you do?
I'm reluctant to tell you this because it's probably going. You're just gonna conspiracy theorists love me, and I'm not saying you guys are, but I'm a public affairs guy.
So you're a press agent, basically.
Yeah, kind of. I'm a liaison between the media and yeah. I never actually crossed over into what they call like the psychological operations side, so I didn't have anything to do with that stuff. But yeah,
so you might want to get a handle on YouTube then, because there are videos there that are making you guys look bad.
No, I know, but the thing is you know, and that's the other thing. I am a libertarian, and so the stuff gets out there, and regardless of what people think, we don't try and spin the stuff that gets out.
The Pentagon
is.
There's been articles published recently that the Pentagon has taken a serious stance, and they put money into. They're now monitoring video websites like Google Video and YouTube.
Well, the Pentagon is now taking all they want.
Well, no, in order to report those to the sites and shut down video.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If a video comes out of you that says that you're committing a crime, you're doing something illegal. That's slander, right?
I don't know. If it shows me committing a crime, then I don't think it's really slander.
It's not, but what if it's wrong? Out of context.
And by the way, it's libel if it's recorded. Slander's only spoken. And,
right, sorry.
Yeah.
But right. What if it's taken out of context? And that's the whole point. If I show a video of you standing next to a man with a gun, right, and let's say you live in a state where you have an open carry law,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you just happen to be showing him the gun, at the same time you're standing next to an ATM, and he's handing you money because he owes you a gambling debt, but the video is placed on there without any audio or anything or any frame of reference and says, oh, no, you're holding this man up at an ATM.
Point taken.
You want that off the air.
Right, except for the videos that I see is I see soldiers going up and shooting children on the ground. You know,
really?
I don't think there's really, you know, it's harder to take that out of context.
You mean children on the ground?
Just different. I've seen them shooting all sorts of people. I've seen children. I've seen people that are completely unarmed.
Wow.
Yeah, they're horrid.
Well, it's indefensible. What we're doing over in Iraq, I mean, is completely indefensible. You joined the military for whatever reason you joined. Are you completely out at this point, or are you just sort of back for a little while?
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm still in. I'm active duty. I'm going to do a full 20 haul because I get made fun of every once in a while by some people because I consider myself an idealist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of those people you refer to that, you know, I believe in fighting for people who can't fight for themselves.
So wait a minute. What's that have to do with being in the military?
I believe in stuff. I get made fun of a lot primarily because most people in the military really didn't like Clinton very much. And mm-hmm. regardless of your opinions of him, I didn't necessarily disagree with his use of the military. When you have people in the world that are oppressed who have nowhere else to turn, I don't necessarily mind being asked to go help them.
I see, but you said you were a libertarian, right? I'm going to hold your feet to the fire here if you don't mind. You said you were a libertarian.
I have libertarian leanings, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like anything else. I don't define myself by one particular party. I have my own beliefs.
No. You don't have to be in the party to be a libertarian. In fact, there are lots of libertarians that don't want to have anything to do with the Libertarian Party for various different reasons. When you're a libertarian, it means you don't believe in using force on other people. Unless it's in self-defense.
Correct.
That's what a libertarian is. So it's fair for you to say you lean libertarian, but if you claim that you're not actually a libertarian then.
No. I've never registered with any party, met any meeting. No, not at all. I agree with probably about 85% to 90% of what gets said.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Matt, and thank you for the clarification. We hope to hear from you again sometime and keep us up to date with what's going on over there in Iraq. 800-259-9231. He mentioned conspiracy theorists, and one of our emailers really wanted to take us to task, and I think it's good that you're here for this one, Johnson, because you're going to find this interesting.
All right.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we jump into the email from Alex. He says, hey guys, it's hard for me to write Free Talk Live with even slightly angry overtones, since I'm a huge supporter of what you all are doing, and I agree in particular with Ian's non-compromising approach to liberty. I feel compelled to write in, however, due to the treatment given to so-called conspiracy theorists on your show. While I personally have only subscribed to any such ideas for about a year, I have been a libertarian for almost a decade. He says, my feeling is that people who advocate conspiracy theories tend to arrive at their conclusions because of a strong natural desire to know and to understand the truth about the history of the world, much like libertarians are looking for the truth about morality. They also tend to love peace, justice, and small or no government. They, along with anarchists, are trying to distance themselves from the connotation applied by society's ruling class as crazy, violent, or paranoid. To me, the major difference between an anarchist and a conspiracy theorist is that the anarchist cannot stand force, while the conspiracy theorist cannot stand lies. In regards to the alleged 9/11 plot that has recently...
Wait. If a conspiracy theorist can't stand lies, then why don't they seek the truth a little bit?
What do you mean?
Most conspiracy theorists that I know take things... Like, they're so gullible. So gullible. It's ridiculous.
Are you talking about, say, chemtrails or...
yeah, all that stuff. It's like, take 5 minutes and do the research, and you'll see that your theory is, most of the time, it's a joke.
Well, this is what I was talking about. I think it was last night. I pointed out that this is a problem with the American people in general. They're very gullible, and there's a certain subset of American people that'll watch Fox News or CNN, take the news report at face value, internalize it, and that's their belief system. Or they'll listen to Rush Limbaugh, take what he says at face value, and internalize that. In the case of the conspiracy theorists, they've rejected what the major news media sources have said and have selected an alternative.
I reject reality and substitute my own.
Right. They've selected an alternative source, whether it be Alex Jones or one of the other conspiracy guys, and they accept every single thing that those people put out without question.
Johnson, what you're saying, though, is that what they're saying, what you're implying there by what you've just said, is that Fox News or CNN is, in fact, saying the truth.
No, I didn't imply that. I didn't imply that at all.
He said,
I'm
rejecting reality and choosing to make my own, after Ian just said that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, no, I was just quoting, actually, a comment from a TV show called Mythbusters. There, at the beginning of the show, there's a guy who says that. He says, I reject reality and substitute my own. As a joke, and it's in relation to scientists don't do that. In other words, these conspiracy theorists, they talk about, we know the truth, and they spend so much time reading and creating these elaborate fantasies. And, I mean, any conspiracy theory, almost any conspiracy theory, it takes me about 5 to 10 minutes to look up and debunk on the internet.
Well, we have gone over time and again here that conspiracy theories are about degrees. And conspiracy theorists have a lot of good questions about 9/11, for instance.
I think it's absolutely great to ask questions, but a question isn't a theory.
That's correct. And, well, you know, all they're trying to do is fit a theory into those, you know, to make those facts that they're finding.
And that's where the problem happens. Is when you start creating a theory and you start creating, you want to find facts to fit your theory. That's the problem with conspiracy theorists, because when you start to look for facts to fit your theory, then you have you've superseded reality at that point. You've jumped the shark.
You're not going through a process of proving or anything like that.
You're not really asking questions
at that
point. You're
connecting certain facts together with hypothesis and supposition. Well, let me go on with what Alex has to say. He says, I'd like to ask for a point of clarification in regards to the alleged 9/11 plot that has recently surfaced with noticeable magnitude. It seems like you've both done an above-average amount of research on the topic. Yet the vibe that I get from you is that, quote, even if it were all true, it wouldn't matter anyway. This was the point of view taken by the late, great Harry Brown on almost all conspiracy theories, including 9/11. For the benefit of your listeners, Harry published an article on September 12th called When Will We Learn?, which blamed 9/11 on our own foreign meddling in the Middle East.
If somebody wants to add that to our wiki, please do.
Which is a great article, by the way. His point was well taken, and I agree with it fully. But if it turned out that 9/11 didn't involve Muslim hijackers at all, would it truly not matter? Would it really not matter if it turned out that Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the PNAC gang demolished the World Trade Center buildings with explosives? Would it really not matter, is his question.
Well, I would think that it would matter. That would be a, you know, if the American people were brought to believe that, which I don't see how in the world we're ever going to get the American people to believe that,
mm-hmm.
And especially with the media machine churning out stuff that's contrary. I mean, most people don't even ask themselves that particular question. So I don't know. I mean, it seems futile.
What do you
think,
Jonathan?
I'm sure that some people could say that the libertarian movement, bringing liberty back to America, is a futile process. That just forget about it.
Some people could say that, I suppose.
I would say whether or not it actually happened, no, absolutely, it does not matter. What matters is what people believe.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that it matters if people believe that it happens or not. Whether or not it actually happened doesn't matter at all. Because if it happened and the government makes it so that people believe it didn't happen, then guess what? People are going to believe that it didn't happen. Nothing's going to come about from you. If it did happen and you believe that it happened, and you harp, and you're not really worried about shrinking the government, you're only worried about going out there and projecting this message of the government's behind 9/11.
Right.
If nobody believes it, even if it happened, then you're pursuing a lost cause. On the absolute opposite side of that, suppose the government wasn't behind 9/11.
Okay.
Suppose that the government wasn't behind the 9/11, but the conspiracy theorists and people out there are able to pound the pavement enough to make everyone believe that the government was behind it. Same effect. At that point, good. If you believe that, then maybe people will come together and shrink government. That's fine, if you can get that. But the problem is, the former is more likely to happen. Because the former, the thing that's most likely to happen is that if the government is actually behind it, they're going to make it so that people believe that it's not. You know, that they've got power.
That much is true, but here's why it's totally irrelevant. Even if it did come out, even if tomorrow, the headlines in the newspaper, New York Times, 48-point print, Bush behind 9/11, Rumsfeld behind 9/11, facts have been revealed, it's a fact. You know, if everybody knew 100%, it wouldn't do anything to shrink the size of government. It wouldn't do anything to affect the way people feel about government. All that would happen
it would destroy the Republican Party.
It would destroy whoever's in power at the
right
moment. And then they'd bounce back later after they opposed the Democrats, after they were elected. But all it would do is make people think, boy, we got to get those guys out of there.
Hey, get in some other guys. We got to vote for Kerry again.
Right,
we need to bring him back.
We need to punish these guys. They need to go to prison, and we need to elect a better crew of people to run this country. See, the difference between the conspiracy theorists and people like us is that we're working towards smaller government. They're just working to prove their conspiracy. There's more, though, to what Alex has to say, and we'll explore that. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, again, 800-259-9231. The website is freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts, probably now over 120. And over 1,200 people are interacting. All kinds of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff, and everything in between. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're in the middle of an email from Alex, and he's concerned that we're not nice enough to the conspiracy people, in essence. He's got a variety of different issues that he's addressing here, but the question that he just finished asking was that if it turned out, he says, that if 9/11 didn't involve Muslim hijackers at all, he says, would it truly not matter? Because that's my position. My position is these conspiracy theories, while interesting, while some of them appear to have really great questions that they're asking, and they seem to be addressing certain things that seem to have been ignored in the media. I mean, I'll give them credit. Some of them have dug up some interesting stuff. So while interesting, I believe it's totally irrelevant to what we're trying to do, at least on this show, at least what the pro-freedom, pro-liberty movement is trying to do, and that is get government cut down to the smallest possible size. And that's what we'd like to see happen, right? We'd like government to get sliced drastically back. What relevance is it if the government is behind some of these things? In fact, what relevance would it be if all of a sudden tomorrow we discovered that John F. Kennedy was murdered by the CIA? There's plenty of people out there that believe it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, there are probably uncountable amounts of people that have various different conspiracy theories in regards to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I, as a child, saw a variety of different television presentations talking about the conspiracy theories, talking about the, you know, different numbers of shooters that there might have been, who was involved, who stood to benefit. Really, what's it going to... What's going to change if that information comes out?
Well, I suppose that it could go a ways in having the American people, you know, have less trust in the CIA.
But the American people already has they already don't trust the government in general.
Wasn't there
general.
A movie, like that JFK movie that was shown everywhere for a while?
Sure there was. Oliver Stone's
so
JFK.
So that information...
He's now making a movie about 9/11.
Right, but so that information got out. It was everywhere. Everyone, like, so many people saw that movie, it didn't change a thing.
No, it never... It, of course not. Just like this isn't going to change a thing. It's not going to make any difference in the way Americans feel about the size of government. They already know that government is somewhat dangerous. I think most people want the government to be reduced. We've seen polls that at least say those sorts of things.
70% of Americans say the government's too big.
Right. So coming out and talking about how evil the government is isn't going to do anything in regards to the truth about JFK, etc. I want to continue with Alex's email. He says, even though I might get accused of exploiting 9/11 the way the Republicans and Democrats do, I just don't understand how you don't see the glaring opportunity for libertarian outreach here. Faith in big government is at an all-time low. A recent poll indicates that one-third of Americans now believe that the government was involved in the attacks. This is a great opportunity to offer free market, non-military solutions to people who feel like the government has gotten too greedy, too powerful, and too secretive. For a show as cutting-edge as yours, it seems strange to me that you would not be one of the leading advocates of the 9/11 truth movement. Why aren't we a leading advocate? He thinks there's a huge opportunity here. He thinks, as a libertarian, and he said he was a libertarian for a decade, he feels like we're missing out, that we're missing the boat, that there's a huge chunk of the populace out there that believes in the government was involved in 9/11. Why aren't we out there trying to take advantage of that?
Because we believe that the government is involved in plenty of other atrocities. This one's just another one.
Good point. There's so much more to talk about what this government does to people than 9/11.
I don't find it that interesting. You know, I mean,
conspiracy and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in the conspiracy theories that much. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to particularly do a show that was all about it. Secondly, as from a business standpoint, I believe Free Talk Live has a lot more marketability in talking about libertarianism in general than it does, pigeonholing itself as a conspiracy theorist show. There are conspiracy theorist shows out there, and I don't want to, we don't need to get in on that.
There was a fact that I think that you said either last night or the night before, and I want to just kind of bring this up. How many people died in 9/11?
In the attack 3, on the towers? I think around 3,000.
Around 3,000. And how many people did you say the FDA has killed over the past?
Countless. It's uncountable. Hundreds of thousands.
Just an example. There you go.
Right.
That's just one example of why 9/11, don't think it's as important as...
Great point. That's a great point. He goes on. He says, I want to ask each of you, honestly, do you think that 9/11 was or wasn't planned by our own government, or are you unsure? I think I've made it clear. I don't know. I don't know who did it. I don't know if it was Muslims. I don't know who hijacked the planes. I don't know if they were hijacked. I don't know whose story is correct. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what's happened as a result of it. And what's happened as a result of it is the government has gotten much larger, much more intrusive, much more oppressive than it ever has. You know, the old, America's changed since 9/11. That line.
Well, I work from the point of view that the Muslims, the 17 Muslim criminals did it. I certainly listened to the questions that the 9/11 truth seekers.
Well,
I'll
pull one of their points out. They've shown that what was it, 5 or 9 of the original supposed hijackers were found to be alive, living over in the countries where they live.
I think we should also say Shiite Muslim when you say that, because it's. I guess, I mean, even, and I know there are different sects of Christianity here, but I think that the differences between the different sects of the Muslim religion are...
Should be pointed out.
They're huge. They're, I mean, the differences are even bigger than the differences between the different sects of Christianity over here.
So I just threw out one of the facts that the conspiracy people...
A fact? Because I'm not...
I saw that they have it documented, at least. There was an article on CNN, I think, about that. As I recall.
I don't know, there are supposedly peaceful Muslims. I mean, there are supposedly, and I don't know, I don't necessarily believe anyone of any religion is necessarily peaceful when it comes down to the final hour. But
I'm sorry, Mark, I did interrupt you. So the question that he's asking is, was it or wasn't it planned by the government, or are you unsure?
Well, I work from the point of view that it was, the Muslim terrorists that did it. I like hearing the questions now and then, but,
So you take the government story at face value?
I pretty much do. At the same time. Why do I take it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the government is still making huge mistakes even based on taking that as the truth. I mean, if so, our foreign policy stinks. And it could very well, people accept that story. Mm-hmm. And I can show them that our foreign policy is, you know, it's a direct result. The 9/11 attacks are a direct result of our foreign policy. Whereas if you try to attack our foreign policy and then explain how 9/11 is done by the government, you're not going to, I mean, you know, you've created a morass.
I just don't buy anything that I'm told. I don't buy it if it comes from the government. I don't buy it if it comes from the conspiracy people. Johnson, what's your answer to that one? Do you think the 9/11 attacks were or were not planned by the United States government, or are you unsure?
I'm really unsure. I don't know. You know, I really don't. If they were planned by the government, I think that they were planned in a way that was perpetrated by Al Qaeda terrorists. I mean, I do believe. I don't think that Al Qaeda. If I believe that the U.S. government was behind it, I believe that Al Qaeda perpetrated it, but because of U.S. planning.
Because they're on the CIA payroll or something like that. All right, he goes on.
I mean, we trained Saddam. We trained Bin Laden. It would make sense that that would be, you know, that they would still be involved.
He says, I'd like it very much if each of you would state your view as a percent, please, on the likelihood that Dick Cheney was the key figure of the 9/11 plot and not Osama bin Laden. Has this percentage changed out over the past 5 years? If your answer is greater than a 0% chance, could you also state how important you think the question is to begin with? I think it's just totally irrelevant. I think it's totally irrelevant. I can't answer it.
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Right, I don't care. It doesn't affect me day to day. What does affect me is the government imposing its way on my life. And that's why we do that's one of the reasons why we do this show. I mean, the primary reason is to allow you to call in and talk about what you want, but when we address the issues, it's about more freedom, getting more liberty back for everyone in America. That's the real issue. The real issue isn't who committed the 9/11 plot. Who cares? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. We give it away, unlike those other talk shows. They want $5, $6, $7 a month. But we do ask that you do a little something for us in return. But we're just asking. We ask that you shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer, and they've got over 30 different categories of products. What I want you to do is go to amazon.freetalklive.com when you need to buy something. And, I mean, when I say 30 categories, if you can imagine a department store category, they've got it and more. Everything from home improvement supplies to DVDs to books to their brand-new grocery. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, place your order, have the stuff delivered to your door, and feel good in knowing that a percentage of your order went to Free Talk Live. So, amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we're finishing up a few thoughts with Alex's email here. He's concerned that Free Talk Live isn't enough of a conspiracy show for him. In fact, we're not a conspiracy show at all. The point of Free Talk Live is to introduce people, to give people the opportunity to bring up what they want, and also, on the other side of that, to introduce people to the concepts of freedom and liberty, to point out how it is that government is oppressing freedom, that government, big government, is the antithesis of liberty, and that's what we get into on this show. But he's concerned because he thinks that the 9/11 issue is so deep, this is his email, so complicated.
I'd agree with him.
So emotionally charged. I entirely understand why people might be tempted to leave the topic alone entirely, or to avoid speaking publicly about their thoughts on it. On Free Talk Live, however, when people do bring it up, there tends to be mostly ridicule, followed by bad Alex Jones impersonations.
Well, Alex Jones!
One of your co-hosts...
Global domination!
One of your co-hosts, either Johnson or Torgo, seemed quite open to talking about the fine points, but the vibe I get from Ian and Mark is don't waste your time. You are, of course, free to handle the issue however you want, but I personally think it's starting to sound foolish when you guys start talking about Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and the 19 hijackers as if there's any kind of solid proof that any of these things ever existed in the first place. There isn't, he says. And when you use the language and terminology put forth by the government and generally take for granted their sacred but unverifiable mythology, you're buying into the game.
Wait, I want to stop. Do we do that? Do we use the language and terminology put forth by the government?
I don't think so. Mark, maybe to an extent, by saying he believes the government story.
Probably.
He says, even saying something like, well, the jury's still out on who caused 9/11 is a hell of a lot better than talking about ghost hijackers. Alex, you said you're an amplifier to the show. I would think that you would know that my position is fairly firm that I don't know who did it, and I don't care. Free Talk Live is an amazing and revolutionary podcast, says Alex. Regardless of whether or not you choose to start covering the 9/11 truth movement in more detail, I'll continue to listen and amplify the show. Good luck, and good luck with taking on King George in the Podcast Awards. By the way, you can vote for us at podcastawards.com. May we all someday attain a better grasp on the truth about morality and history. I don't think that, I want to make it clear that I don't think that history isn't important. I think it is. History absolutely is important. You learn from your mistakes, hopefully so that you don't make those same mistakes in the future. Unfortunately, we're making the same mistakes over and over again. The government continuing to, for instance, get involved in other people's business around the world. That's been going on for decades. We continue to make that mistake over and over again. And we continue reaping the rewards for those mistakes. We're reaping what we've sown, and we aren't learning our lessons. So I wish we could learn a little bit more about history as a country. I wish the country could learn the things that we should have learned
by being
interventionist.
Even the people that we're calling conspiracy theorists generally advocate things like tougher border control. They're not even learning the lessons.
About history?
About history. I mean, you know, the larger government.
No one's teaching them.
Causes a problem.
No one's teaching them those lessons. They're learning ideas about and theories about what happened on 9/11/2001. That's what they're learning. That's what these shows spend hours talking about. They spend hours interviewing people about. They spend hours taking phone calls about. They have websites dedicated to it.
If it works for them, you know, I mean, that's their show and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Good for them. 800-259-9231.
I mean, Rush does a show that I am not interested in copying at all, in the sense that I don't want to talk about politicians and their names and what they're doing and why which one's good and which one's bad. I don't want to do that particular show either.
But you probably also don't want to come to your show all whacked out on hydrocodone.
Well, maybe I do.
And I think as far as what he said earlier about there being this huge market out there of conspiracy theory subscribers that we should tap and turn into libertarians. Look, if you come across this show and you believe in some of the conspiracy theory things, I don't think that we turn you off. And if you are turned off by us saying, who cares, then that's your problem. Go find a show you want to listen to. Because Free Talk Live isn't for everybody as much as I'd like it to be. Let's talk to Stephen in Cleveland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Ian. This is Stephen.
Hey.
I do the same thing on my own website. You know me, Hammer Truth.
Oh, Stephen Van Dyke from Hammer Truth. Great. What about now?
I discourage everyone from, delving into conspiracy theory and things like that simply because I want to keep more mainstream libertarianism.
I see.
And if 9/11 is in the mainstream, I'm more than happy to cover it.
Okay.
You well, know, that's what we do, pretty much.
Exactly. But
right,
I think if you really tack into going into to conspiracy theory too hard, you will lose an audience because you'll have people that vehemently disagree with different aspects of it.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, I still think it's irrelevant. I mean, it may be interesting and neat, but really, what's the relevance of who committed 9/11?
There's not much relevance. I mean, it happened, and I'm all for opening up the government records of whatever happened. You know, I don't think there's any libertarian who's against opening up government and having more transparency there.
Sure.
But the problem is, you know, with us focusing on that, we're spending less time focusing on the obvious issues that really turn people on to not voting Democrat or Republican anymore.
Sure, taxes, oppression, the police state,
exactly.
I mean, the FDA.
Reading the bills.
Right.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that every day that are just the government floods and it's bureaucracy screwing things up. They're easily to point out.
Yep, and we don't have to start digging through mountains of evidence to prove that the government is just a bad idea, at least the way it currently exists.
All right,
Stephen, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I'm hardcore behind the Read the Bills Act as far as things go with that. I think that if people had been focusing on that more than this conspiracy about 9/11, we wouldn't have had all the problems that we did with the Patriot Act. I mean, if the Read the Bills Act had been focused on before any of this stuff came around during the Bush administration, if the Read the Bills Act had been in place, we wouldn't have all the problems that we've had with the Bush administration. Because there would be this transparency to government.
You're talking about DownsizeDC.org's Read the Bills Act, if you want to go learn more about that. We got to go to another Stephen, actually, in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hey. Stephen. What's on your mind?
Hi. I want to talk about the conspiracy theorists, and I think most conspiracy theorists have an ideology problem.
What do you mean? Okay.
And that I like Alex Jones, and I like it so. I'm going to say that right now. But
okay,
I think there's a big problem with him. In that, before he was even doing any of the conspiracy stuff, he has always been a very paleo-conservative, you know, type of person.
Okay.
And the problem I have with that is I think it shrouds his own logic. For instance, he spends his entire show going over how bad the government is and what it does to people. But then, and he's been telling us on his own show by callers many times, why he won't go all the way and support anarchism. Why does he think that the government can't support, why does he think that they can guard the borders, for instance?
Great point.
It's, and I have from this stuff come to be a sort of a right-wing anarchist myself.
Hmm. How can you be a right, I don't understand.
Well, I just, more of an individualist free market type of anarchist, as opposed to a socialist or a communist anarchist.
Yeah, see, the word anarchist is just totally broken.
Yeah, which can be an argument in and of itself.
Yeah. I personally stay away from it. I won't touch that word. I won't label myself as an anarchist because people believe it means chaos. People believe it means danger, when in fact what we should be calling ourselves is free marketeers if we believe in true freedom. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Serge.
Hello there.
Hey, Serge.
Speaking of what Stephen was saying about anarchism before, is that before I started hearing your show, actually, discovered it through MySpace, of all things.
Excellent.
Yep. Before I discovered libertarianism fairly recently, I guess I would have been considered myself a mainstream, it's a contradiction I'm saying here, but mainstream anarchist.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I'm heavily involved with the punk scene up here in New York.
Got it.
And there's a lot of all this, I call it, fake anarchist ideals. Because they...
Yeah, break stuff! That kind of thing?
Yeah.
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 And that anarchist group tends to be led by a bunch of socialists.
Essentially. There's a lot of this anti-capitalist stuff that they go on about. I can, there's kids come to shows wearing shirts that say capitalism breeds poverty and all this stuff.
Right. There's so much misinformation. In fact, hang on a little bit. We're going to come back to you, Serge. You haven't had much time. 800-259-9231. William's on the line. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Check.